Welcome to Outlaw Songwriters, where we explore a wide variety of topics, including the craft of songwriting with a man who needs no introduction in this field, Mr. Jeep White. Join us as we journey through the underground music scene with special guests and uncover the inspiration behind the lyrics. Without further ado, ladies and gents, Jeep White.
Welcome to Outlaw Songwriters. I'm your host, Jeep White. We're going to delve into the world of music created by low country songwriters today. It's all original stuff, you know, songs that you've probably never heard, written by people that you've never heard of. And I'm going to take this opportunity to play some of my songs. And before we get any farther, let's start things off with a song of mine off my low country record. This is called I Got Nobody.
I'll just
I really appreciate you tuning in and listening. I'm going to be talking about songwriting and songwriters, particularly from the Lowcountry area. You'd be amazed at to how many really talented musicians and writers there are in our area. I hope we've got some aspiring songwriters out there listening. And just know that, you know, you can write one song and be a songwriter. You don't have to write 1,000 songs. You do have to know the rules. And rule number one is there are no rules in songwriting. But there are some guidelines and some boundaries, so you need to color within the lines. I'm hoping that you get an idea from what I'm doing here, maybe something you can write about, because I want you to know my advice to songwriters is stay away from relationship issues. Everybody has felt the way that you feel. Every love song has been written about what's in your heart. Everybody has felt the same thing, and they've all written songs about it. So write about something other than relationships. My next writer is Jay Miley. Jay lives on James Island, and aside from writing and performing, he's got a recording studio. A lot of local people have used Jay's studio over the years. He does a fine job. He's also an excellent guitar player and played on several of my tracks. So here is Jay Miley with Rocking Chair.
I am an old man and not well to do. I'm gonna sit here in this rocking chair, rock away my blues. I am an old man and I am not well to do. I'm gonna sit here in this rocking chair, I'm gonna rock away my blues. Take my rocking chair, tread it on some wheels. Ease on down the highway, Lord, get me far away from here. Gonna take my rocking chair and tread it on some wheels. Gonna cruise on down this old dirt road, I'll get me far away from here. Take this rocking chair, swap it for a train, head on down them railroad tracks and never come back again. Gonna take my rocking chair and swap it for a train. Just head on down them railroad tracks, won't be back this way again. Take me on home.
Jay Miley with Rockin' Chair. See, that's a song that's not about a relationship, other than a relationship with a rocking chair. Up next is Shelley Waters. Shelley has a killer voice, and she writes really, really well. Our paths used to cross often in Charleston on the music scene. She played around for several years, and she's since moved on to Texas, I believe. Shelley and her man used to live on a sailboat in Charleston Harbor. And she said, you have no idea what it's like toting PA equipment from the dock to the boat, from the boat to the dock. But she said she loved living on a boat. This is Shelley Waters off her Drive album, One and Only.
It's been a while since we met. Your voice in my head, I can't forget, even after all. After all these years, midnight.
Shelley Waters, killer, killer voice. Mr. Carol Brown is our next songwriter. Carol is the hardest working musician I know. He plays from Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, and he has more records out than Taylor Swift. Every time I turn around, he's putting out another record. I talked to him the other day, and he said he's getting ready to put the finishing touches on a gospel album, and had a couple of songs on it written by his 90-year-old mother that she had over the years written. So he's looking forward to getting that out, and I can understand why. He's pretty remarkable. I mean, Carroll knows everybody. He's played everywhere. He was a studio musician in Nashville. He owned a restaurant on the Isle of Palms, the Ocean Song Cafe. And many years ago, when I came to Charleston, I went through a period of where I played quite a bit, wrote very little. And then I got married again and took a little break from playing music. I heard an advertisement on the radio. They were holding a songwriter's open mic night at the Ocean Song Cafe. And I thought, you know, let me go check this out. Went over there, met some really nice people, Carroll Brown included. Listened to them, got to play a couple of my songs, and just really got inspired. And that kind of set me on fire again for wanting to play, wanting to write. So Carroll Brown can have credit for getting me back into the music business, and we're talking probably around 2000, 2002, around in there. Now, since then, I've hosted several songwriting events with Carroll. We were doing Outlaw Songwriter open mics over Mount Pleasant. And Carroll is a very proficient, very amazing songwriter. And here is his song, Sweet Savannah Nights.
How long has it been? Years have come and gone, but the world keeps on turning, and I keep holding on. I still see us arm in arm, neath the dancing street lights. How we loved our hearts away on sweet Savannah nights. Supper on the veranda, walking through the park, whispering by the parlor lamp, the world is getting dark. But your kiss on my brow made all the darkness bright. Yes, I remember you in sweet Savannah night. It only takes a moment to run that memory down. It haunts me like a ghost, cuts like a thorny crown. And I'm going back to bed now and dream with all my might. I'll be loving you on sweet Savannah. Live oaks spread their wings, catch the Spanish moss, and everything has changed now. I guess we just got lost. Ah, but the jasmine's on the breeze, and I'm gonna be alright. I'm just missing you, sweet Savannah night. it takes a moment to run that memory down. It haunts me like a ghost. I'll wear it like a thorny crown. And I'm going back to bed now. Dream with all my might. I'll be loving you, sweet Savannah. Ah, you know I still love you, sweet Savannah.
That was Carol Brown, Sweet Savannah Nights. He also does a lot of Irish stuff, plays Irish pubs all around, knows a lot of Irish tunes. Jeez, he knows a thousand songs. He also does an Ireland trip twice a year, takes people over, and they do a whole Ireland tour, and they visit places with live music and pubs and such. And I've heard that's really, really, really cool experience. All right, we're going to take a short break here, a pause for the cause, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. This is WVFF 97.7.
Time for a quick break, but stay tuned, and we'll be back before you know it to continue with Jeep on Outlaw Songwriters.